Good morning. I'm not sure why I need to wear this morning, but it's good to see each and every one of you here this morning. I know we got several people out, and I don't want to focus on that. We've got a couple of people here who are visiting with us today, and we're just excited that you're here. God continues to do some amazing things among His people who are a part of this family. We're going to do things just a little different this morning, and I need to share that with you, but I just wanted you to know how excited that I am as I see God continuing to move among the people in our congregation here. We've spoken a whole lot about Camp Imprint and our youth group, and this has been our second annual youth camp that we've done. Last year we did it at a local place here just outside of Clinton, and this year we expanded our boundaries and we went to Camp Imprint, and I'm going to leave more of that to be spoken about by Dustin. And so this morning what we want to do is we want to share with you a slide presentation of what happened at camp. Now, oftentimes we talk about things, and we talk about how God is moving among us, and all of the good things that He's doing, but we oftentimes fail to see that, and we become disconnected from one another, and many of the things that God is doing in our lives outside of this assembly. And so, this morning we thought that it would be a good idea to share that with you, and following that, Dustin is going to share some thoughts with you, and then depending on how much time he leaves me, I will speak about for 30 minutes or so. So, no. maybe 3 minutes, if that's possible. But anyway, so at this time, I ask that you give your attention to the presentation that we're going to put on here, and then from there, Dustin will share with us some thoughts about camp. But what we want you to see is how God is moving among our family here as we continue to worship Him.
Yeah, I guess I should have turned on the lights before I came up here, shouldn't I? Better off. I want to read, first of all, Psalms 127, verses 3 and 4. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offsprings a reward from Him. Like an arrow in the hand of a warrior, a child born in one's youth. Blessed is the man who quivers, is the full of them. Though they will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. How wonderful are children. They're amazing. And as you guys got to see there, it was pretty heart-wrenching. I see that. It makes me get emotional because it's how much I love the children here. So, but first of all, I want to take a big thank you to everyone and anyone that was donated their time or did anything. Dustin Crosser, which is not here this morning, big thank you. Eric and Emily back there for all the great food that we had. Dustin and Eric and Emily put on a lot. And to go along with that, and it came in part-time through it, was Jake. He helped out in there too at the end. And Jake was kind of our runaround man. He did a lot of different things for us. My brother Shane and Jennifer, which they go to Blue River, and they were part of it. And Matt Rochelle, a big thank you to them too. Anissa Candela, which the Candelas that moved up in Indiana, which you've seen some pictures of them, they came down for it, and she helped out with Rochelle and the preschoolers there, and that was a big welcome. And Reve Schlitt, even though she was pregnant, she got there, and you can tell she's a teacher. She handled those kids better than most of us. So when the craft time came, so that was a big. Kayla Neer, I heard actually so much about her from other kids once I got home. And a big thank you. So appreciate her. And then a big thank you to Jeff and Ida for coming out. And Jeff spoke to us one night on prayer. Thank you for coming out. And then we had Tony and Pat come out. And Tony talked to us, to all the kids, about trust and stuff. So we had a great couple speakers out there. And then me and Julie were a part of it. And so we just truly appreciate the great hands that were involved in this, the people that donated and helped campers out and did whatever you guys were a part of. You guys, we just truly appreciate the support and everything. So I want to first thank you for the great, great things you guys do in this church. We can totally see God working in our children and everything like that. And that's where I want to lead this into is what this camp afterwards, what I've have seen and what I've people have told me what this camp has done to the children here and the ones that are, you know, that attend other churches and stuff like that, but to come back and to what I've heard, I just wanted to share with you guys to let you know what kind of great response that I got and how encouraging it is for when these kids are working here. So we had one child come up to and tell her that their mom and dad don't go to church, and said that she came out to our camp and her mom had a bad toothache and her dad had had some something lanced on his back or something, so their mom and dad were hurting pretty bad. And of course, the mom and dad don't go to attend church or anything. And this little girl came out to our camp, and she found out her mom and dad hurting. And they noticed this little girl on her back deck, just standing there for about 5 minutes, and had a Bible in her hand, and just sitting there, just standing there. And they were wondering what she was doing. Well, she was praying. She came back in to her home and told her mom and dad that, "Mom, Dad, you guys are going to be okay." And they're like, "Why? You asked that?" And she says, "Because I just prayed to God and He will take care of you." So this is a girl that didn't have much church background right there. So that gives you a big hope of what just happened there in that. And so that was, that's very encouraging to the ones that are, that were involved and stuff. And then there was another encouraged thing that happened. She was scared to come. She was absolutely scared. She talked to me and Julie. She said, "I don't know if I want to come." And she goes, "I don't know what to expect." I said, "Well, you'll make new friends. It's awesome. It's wonderful what is going to happen." And so we got her to come, and she absolutely opened up that I've never seen the side of her before in my life. And I know this, known this girl for quite a while. I've never seen this side of her. She opened up at camp. And now she's, for her birthday, she asked for Bibles, and she's got one. She downloaded this, she was telling, her mom was telling that she downloaded every Bible app on her little iPad thing that she wanted, and the little girl was scared to come, but was end up telling us, "I want to know more, I want to know more." And this, at this age, isn't that so encouraging that we have a little child that really didn't want to come and even be around it? Now she's wanting to know more, and she wants to be involved, and she wants to start being coming. And so that right there was huge encouragement. And then there's one more that I want to share with you guys is we actually had, I think, prayers answered at camp. One of our children got sick out there. I mean, she got pretty sick, and we had a couple of counselors that went in and was tending to her and sat down and prayed with her. And this little girl prayed right there with them. A counselor prayed with them, and then she prayed asked to make her feel better. And it was, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 hours later, maybe not that long, I'm not quite for sure, and she was out swimming with us that afternoon. Was throwing up, shivering in her bed, and she prayed, and so there was an answered prayer out of our camp. So the encouraging that a child has, and the confidence that the Lord has, that they have in the Lord, excuse me, the confidence they have in the Lord, is just makes me, the job that I do, and the struggles that, you know, that the other ones that were out there, you know, and stuff like that, me and Julie, like, oh, pulling our hair out before camp had come, like, man, what are we doing? This is crazy. But at the end of it, man, that encouraged, it was worth every bit of, I pull every single strand of my hair out and stuff. So I just want to tell you that the camp was a great success, and it was very encouraging to me. And I know to everyone that was out there, if you want to know more, talk to anybody that I announced or that you noticed out there. I guarantee you that they will say it was awesome. And we're planning to have more next year. And probably in a month, we're going to have a get-together at my house for all the kids that were that was out at camp, even the ones of congregation. We're going to bring them all back together. So we're going to try to keep all of them connected as one, too, and everything in other congregations. And so, because they were writing each other's names down and cell phone numbers or, you know, addresses and stuff like that. We had communication that the kids wanted to keep in touch. So that makes me want to work harder for them to keep in touch and to raise them in the good Lord, because it was encouraging. That made my strength and for the Lord even stronger. So that's all I have to have. That's all I have. And I'll turn it back over to Jeff. And so I just want to give a big thank you to this congregation for the support you guys have given us.
So many things to say and such a little time to say it in, but I want you to understand the great joy that it brings not only to me but to so many people to see God working in Dustin and Julie's life and directing them and giving them opportunity to work with our young people. And I just praise God, you know, for that. And it's difficult to find words to express just how much we appreciate the fact that people open their lives to God and that He can work through them. I was sitting here looking at the slides that were in the presentation, and I cast my mind back to probably about 3 or 4 years ago, about a year or two after I'd been here, and I remember looking in this congregation, and at that time the children that we did have had left, and we had no children here. And yet now I see how God has worked in people's lives, and even though we got a lot of families gone today, I see people out here who have opened themselves to God, and God continues to move through the people of this part of His family, and things continue to happen. And it gives me goosebumps to know that and to see that. And I'm standing here, and I've been involved in promotional stuff over the years, and I think, you know, Jeff, all you're doing is promoting your church or your congregation. That is not what this is about. That is not what this is about. This is about an honest appreciation of how God continues to work in the lives of people. And when we can put together our own youth camp and talk about having a youth camp again next year, and we've got 20, 30 kids of our own, not from other congregations, but of our own, and we've got a VBS coming up, and there's life and vitality because people have breathed in God, and God continues to work in their lives. Independence Day. Last night we were down at Grover Park, and we were watching the fireworks there, and there was a young mother that walked past us, and she had a little boy, and I couldn't help but notice him because he's probably about 4 or 5 months older than our youngest grandson. And
this little fellow was walking. And his mother was walking behind him, and she was doing this number, you know, making sure that he didn't fall over. And I couldn't help but look at that and think, you know, isn't that what it's like in the family of God? Isn't that who we are as a people of God? That our responsibility is to raise our babes in Christ, whether they're, you know, 9 months old or 90 years old. If they're a babe in Christ, our responsibility is to raise them and to give them hope and to show them the power of God in a world that is becoming more and more pagan for us. And that image of that young mother with her child just so resonated with everything that I was thinking about at the time that I wanted to share that with you. Because as children of God, irrespective of whether we're young children or old children, we're all children of God. We're told that God is a spirit. And where the spirit of God is, where the spirit of our Lord is, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, he says there is freedom. And that's what this weekend is about, isn't it? It's about celebrating freedom. And it's a freedom from sin. It's a freedom from tyranny. It's a freedom that gives us a power that there is nothing like it in the world that we live in today. And even we see it, and I may be criticized for these comments, but even though we see it within our government circles that try to take that freedom away and impose upon us laws that are not the will of the people, even within the family of God, we have those situations happen. And we try to manipulate and we try to control things. And yet God calls us to release one another and to have freedom. I know it's difficult for us as parents. We've struggled through the parenting thing and now we're going through the grandparenting thing. And I don't know which is worse. I know which is better. Being a grandparent is so much better because you can just fire the kids up and then turn them loose and say, go home. I love that part of it. But the responsibility part of it is something that is huge. Because we all know that we don't want to so hinder our children from growing when we put so many things on them. And to know when to let them go and to know when to control them and when to try to do things for them is such a difficult thing to do. And even in the church, it's difficult to do that. But when we have people like Dustin and Julie and Matt and Rochelle and others who are willing to step up to the plate and say, you know, we'll take your children and we'll take them for a couple of days and we'll do some things with them where they can see the power that there is in God. They can learn to trust in God. They can learn to pray and the power of prayer. And they can actualize that. It all helps in the growth of the body. And those of us who are maybe a little timid to go to camp because, you know, we don't want to get involved in those things. And, you know, I struggled with it when Dustin asked if we would come out and spend the day, then I said, well, what activities are going to be there? And he said, well, we're going to probably have a water fight and we'll have boats. And I'm thinking, and you want me to take Ida out there with that? You know, here is a woman who has never lost a water fight. And I'm thinking, that's suicide for me. But, you know, it's things like that that help me to understand and help me to put into place the very things that Jesus tells us. Because it's in the activities of life that we come to know the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. You know, it's not just about an academic exercise where we come to church and we go to Bible study and we learn what the Bible says and we learn this and that. But it's the ability to be able to take that and put it into a practical application that we can see and we can touch and we can feel and we can laugh about it and we can cry about it and we can embrace it and say, this is real. Beloved, if there's one thing I'm absolutely convinced of, and this is one thing, that God is real. And unless our belief in Him is real, unless it's authentic, unless it has significant meaning in the day-to-day activities of our lives, it has no value, or very little value, at best. And when we have activities like this, we see the goodness of God. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful that this congregation as a whole is supportive of doing things like that, that help us to elevate the value and the importance not only of family, but of children. And when I see older parents whose grandchildren or children aren't here in town doing things for young families with young children, it's nothing better, because that's what Christian life is all about. Let me share a passage of scripture with you from the book of Galatians. And again, there's so many things I want to say, but we've got some other things to do today as well. But in Galatians chapter 4, and starting with verse 3, God has this to say to us through Paul. He says, "So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of this world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that we might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." And so if we try to pull everything in together about what's happened over this weekend and what's happening over the last several weeks, we understand, even from within the political environment and platforms of the world that we live in, it seems like all of the security blankets that were ours are no longer here, and everything's been reshuffled and rechanged. And yet God's word consistently stays the same, and He says that if we're born into His family, we have security. We have stability. We have a place. We have a purpose. We belong somewhere. We belong to God. And as we reflect on the things that have happened over the last several weeks, and even over the last several years, as God has brought life and He's breathed life into us as a body, and He's brought us children and young people and young adults, and He's brought us problems and issues that we've had to deal with, He's brought us life. And I think the life that He's given us is for a purpose. And the purpose is so that we can shed that light out into a world that is floundering. Never before has our country faced the issues that we're facing now. Never before have we had such a powerful opportunity to reflect the images of Jesus. And so, has God prepared us just for this point? I think so. And how we respond from here on out will say to God how much we believe in Him and how much we trust Him. I wasn't there, but Dustin told me about it. Tony told me about it. Little kids with just unbridled trust are willing to risk their lives. I don't think they even realized they were risking their lives and falling backwards into somebody wanting to catch them. God's saying to us, "Do you trust me?" And we say, "Yes." And He says, "Jump." And we say, "Who's there?" And He says, "I'm here." And we wait. And He says, "Are you going to jump?" And we say, "Well, is there anyone else there to help you?" Because we already don't trust Him. So God is calling us to be His children. And he's not asking us to do something that he will not walk with us to do. He's promised us he'll never leave us. I believe him. I hope that you do as well. Jeff's got a song that we've selected that we're going to sing. If I carry on, I will be accused of speaking overtime. But it wasn't my fault because I'm not the last one up here. The other Jeff is. But this morning, if you contemplate these things and there's a place in your life that you know that you need to put right with God, maybe right now is an opportune time to do that. Maybe it's a time to do that publicly. Maybe it's a time to do it privately. Maybe it's a time to speak to somebody afterwards and say, hey, you know, we need to resolve this or we need to do this or that. Whatever it is that you need to do this morning, if you're separated from God, if you feel like there's distance between you and God, and you know what you need to do to resolve that, maybe right now is a time for you to do that as together we stand and